Inventories of vertical tillage equipment are tightening up. It's a seller's market for high-quality used implements on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Where is the Pioneer Audio Tour taking me today? Right outside this secure door. Let's go inside. This is the Germplasm Library on the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. Well, it's less library and more vault. There are racks of corn and soybean seeds going back to 1926. Ugh, and it's cold in here. 10 degrees below, to be exact. I can see my own breath. This is where it all begins. The depth and breadth of Pioneer germplasm, combined with the vast knowledge of Pioneer breeders who have worked with these genetic lines for years. Together, they create a pipeline of products for maximum yield potential and consistent performance. The Germplasm Library, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Farmers wanting to buy used vertical tillage machines this fall may be in for sticker shock. Inventories of late model farm equipment are drying up on dealer lots because of a lack of new machinery sales since 2015. Dealers are holding firm on their late model prices. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He compared prices for late model vertical tillage implements in the 25 to 40 foot range with 2018 machines still sitting on dealers' lots waiting to be sold. He says the price differences were nominal.
And in some cases, that difference really reduced to almost less than $2,500 between a new machine and a used machine. So the question comes up, maybe instead of buying used, you may want to look at paying that difference, that $1,000, $10,000, or $15,000 difference in getting a new machine, because it may not be a value to get the old one.
It's the wear and tear on vertical tillage machines and lack of maintenance that can bite into the checkbook.
If you have to replace the discs on a VT machine, it's going to set you back plenty because there's a lot of them out there. Their spacing can be 6, 7, 8 inches apart. But at the very least, you may even have to sharpen those blades, which is not going to be cheap.
If you are considering a used machine, Mowitz highly recommends grabbing a tape measure, find out the original diameter and dimensions of the discs, and then measure them to see what the wear is. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about vertical tillage equipment prices and get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.